from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. With necessary government funding not coming through in time for the June 30th deadline, the Safe Drug Injection Site on Cedar Street North will stop offering that service. It's operated by the local branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association. Executive Director Paul Jalbert says applications note a decrease in opioid deaths from 80 per 100,000 population to 60, and that is now closer to 50.
We've seen that we've been able to do that at the site. We've seen that we've been able to connect people to treatment. We've seen that we've been able to connect them to withdrawal management services. We know that it's a pathway to start a better health for many of the individuals accessing that service.
That will all remain at the site. It's only supervised consumption that will be suspended pending new funding. The province has announced money for over 280 community projects that help seniors and older adults stay fit, active, healthy, and socially connected. Up to $6 million is coming from the Seniors Community Grant Program. Local programs, services, and events across Ontario are getting up to $25,000 to provide seniors with opportunities for greater social inclusion, volunteerism, and community engagement. The announcement comes as the province celebrates Seniors Month. Locally, the Seizure and Brain Injury Center and Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board are receiving funding. Nurse practitioners might soon be able to provide more care. The province is starting talks with the College of Nurses and others on expanding the scope of practice for nurse practitioners. The move, it says, will help Ontarians connect to more convenient care and help free up more time for physicians to spend caring for patients with more complicated needs. Proposed changes include allowing nurse practitioners to order and apply a defibrillator and cardiac pacemaker therapy. They'd also be able to help people with skin conditions and lesions, such as getting skin tags removed faster, and sign mandatory blood testing forms for specific infectious diseases. The Northern Ontario Heritage Fund arm of the provincial government dropped $3.3 million in Timmins today. Local MPP George Peary announced financial support ranging from $19,000 to $1 million, supporting projects of seven businesses and organizations. One of the organizations is the golf club that was the backdrop for Peary's announcement.
$123,225 for Spruce Needles to upgrade its irrigation pump system and electrical infrastructure to maintain good turf conditions and golf course operations.
The grant covers half the cost of that project. The full list of recipients is on MyTimmonsNow.com. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.